Unless CNN gets cold feet and cancels, or old Joe's caretakers can't get him out of bed, there's going to be a presidential debate rematch in 2 days on Thursday night between Donald Trump and old Joe, hosted by the Clown News Network. And they didn't take too kindly to Trump campaign spokesperson Caroline Lovett pointing out just how biased and insane Jake Tapeworm is, who is going to be one of the moderators.
It takes someone 5 minutes to Google Jake Tapper, Donald Trump, to see that Jake Tapper has consistently frequently likened President Trump to Adolf Hitler.
Ma'am, I'm going to stop this interview if you continue to attack my colleagues. I would like to talk about Joe Biden and Donald Trump, who you work for.
Yes.
If you are here to speak on his behalf, I am willing to have this conversation.
I am stating facts that your colleagues have stated in the past.
Okay,
now,
I'm sorry,
for this
guys.
Debate,
we're going to come back out to the panel. Caroline, thank you very much for your time. You are welcome to come back at any point. She is welcome to come back and speak about Donald Trump, and Donald Trump will have equal time to Joe Biden when they both join us now at later this week in Atlanta for this debate.
Okay, but you're just not allowed to, criticize CNN or, show the clips that Mark Dice is going to show you right now. After canceling that segment and censoring Trump's campaign spokeswoman, Cassie Hunt took to Twitter and said, "You come on my show, you respect my colleagues, period. I don't care what side of the aisle you stand on, as my track record clearly shows." Oh, her record, yes, let's take a quick look at that, shall we? But first, note her Twitter header. Picture that people put up above their Twitter account on their homepage, where she's gladly chumming it up with old Joe. Here she is when she worked for MSNBC before being downgraded to the Clown News Network, reporting on the incident when Rand Paul was attacked by his lunatic neighbor. And just get a load of this soulless Operation Mockingbird.
Details today on the incident that left Senator Rand Paul with 6 broken ribs. This might be one of my favorite stories, although, of course, we don't want to. Clearly, Senator Paul is still struggling. Paul's neighbor, Rene Boucher, is a...
She caught herself there and almost started to walk it back by starting to say that, of course, they don't endorse such a thing. But she figured, why bother? Because it's not like she's going to get fired. Where in a sane society, a member of the news media, an anchor nonetheless, making such comments, celebrating a senator getting severely injured in a fight, would have been fired immediately after the show wrapped up, and then would have apologized for the comments as soon as they came back from the commercial break. But we are living in bizarro world where, of course, the Marxist Democrats consistently encourage such behavior. So Jake Tapeworm is going to be one of the moderators, along with Dana Rash. And here is just a small sample of how unhinged and soulless Jake Tapeworm is.
The dehumanizing rhetoric of Adolf Hitler is once again alive and well on a national political stage. This,
of course, he's talking about Donald Trump, which is the most absurd comparison ever. And in a sane society, the ADL, which is supposedly claims to be dedicated to protecting Jewish interests and fighting against supposed anti-Semitism, they would denounce such comparisons, and they often do when Republicans make such comparisons about things, because they say that that minimizes the tragedies in World War II.
This time, of course, in the United States. Donald Trump, a couple times over the weekend, referred to immigrants from South America, Africa, and Asia.
You mean the tens of millions of them that have poured in our borders over the Biden administration?
You did not mention Europe, South America, Africa, and Asia as, quote, poisoning the blood of our country, which it's not hyperbole. That does very directly echo Adolf Hitler's language before World War II.
Here's how the completely objective and non-biased journalist, Mr. Tapeworm, reported on the pronouncement that old Joe had supposedly won the 2020 election.
But now the Trump presidency is coming to an end. It must be said, to paraphrase President Ford, for tens of millions of our fellow Americans, their long national nightmare is over.
Let's go through just a few more of Tapeworm's greatest hits. Here he is saying that the media never got anything wrong about the Mueller investigation, or really anything for that matter in their view.
But I'm not sure what you're saying the media got wrong, but the media reported what the investigation was going on. Other than the people in the media on the left, not on this network. I don't know anybody who got anything wrong. We didn't say that there was conspiracy. We said that Mueller was investigating conspiracy.
Come on, the media got this wrong, Jake. It's okay. People get stuff wrong all of the time, just not.
But they're not just wrong. They are lying. They are soulless. They are gaslighting. They are evil. Imagine saying with a straight face that CNN is a centrist network. Well, maybe some on the left have, you know, said things like that, but not CNN. Then there was the time when Stephen Miller completely owned Jake Tapeworm, face-to-face, seated right across the table from him, resulting in Tapeworm ending the interview, dumping it just like Cassie Hunt did.
In the toxic environment that you've created here in CNN and cable news, which is a real crisis of legitimacy for your network, and we saw it, of course, with the extremely fake news you reported about the Don Jr. and WikiLeaks story. There was a huge embarrassment for your network.
Stephen.
Just like the huge embarrassment you had when you got the Comey testimony wrong.
Stephen, I'm trying to get to the issue of the president's fitness, which a lot of people
are questioning.
Well,
I'm getting to the issue of your fitness. But
and I think I've wasted enough of my viewers' time.
You know who I
care about? Thank you, Stephen. As Republicans, lawmakers call for Attorney General Jeff Sessions to resign, in a major reversal, Democrats are now coming.
And after a court appearance, after one of his kangaroo indictments, Donald Trump was warmly welcomed in a Cuban restaurant, and CNN had a feed of that, which Jake Tapeworm got upset about because Donald Trump was supposed to be sad and people were supposed to turn their back on him, and so he gave these orders to the control room.
Again, despite whatever may be going on in that restaurant, this case isn't going to be settled legally in a cafe. It's going to be settled in the court based on the facts and law.
The folks in the control room, I don't need to see any more of that. He's trying to turn this in. He's trying to turn it into a spectacle, into a campaign ad. That's enough of that. We've seen it already. Let's go over again the 37 charges.
And Donald Trump may announce his vice presidential running mate on Thursday, which I think would be a great way to kick off the debate. That's just a rumor at this point. And so far, the top four contenders that are being floated around are North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum, Senator Marco Rubio, and Congressman J.D. Vance, and Governor of Virginia Glenn Youngkin. In order to prepare for the debate, old Joe is spending the entire week at Camp David, undoubtedly trying to adjust his sleep cycle because the debate starts past his bedtime at 9 o'clock Eastern. And so he didn't even have anything on his calendar this whole week. He's just hanging out, resting at Camp David. Get your popcorn ready because this is going to be one heck of a show. And order your 1776 shirt from my online store, markdice.com, to be sure to get it in time for Independence Day. Or while you're there, pick up an Appeal to Heaven shirt, the new Teflon Don shirt, a MAGA Mafia shirt, or any of my awesome designs, now most available in a tank top for the summer. So click on the design and then down below, you'll see the options for tank top, long sleeve, and a hoodie. So head on over to markdice.com or click the link in the description below and check them out.